This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you want to get involved in the conversation, and just get involved, period. You need to be involved. I say that all the time. Some of you do, some of you don't. You know, whatever. Whatever works. Whatever makes you happy. A lot of good stuff going on. I don't know about good, but a lot of good stuff going on. You know, it took a lot of minutes. Today on OAN, they were broadcasting almost in a loop type of scenario. I think Mike Lindell bought OAN for the day or something. And he was putting up all the proof that he had on, you know, the theft of the election. So when somebody says next time there's no proof, I think Mike should scatter that all over the place and show them, say, hey, go over here and get it, if they'll allow you to. See, I'd be looking at some of those commentators saying, love to put it up there, they won't let us. At least that's how I would do it. You know, you look at what's happening. They're squelching every and any conservative voice they can get their hands on. And if they say they're not, they're just, you know, it's just simply a lie. We know that. Head up to the website where you can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. You can be involved in the conversation. I always want you involved in the conversation. We have a live chat room going on the at the website, therealside.com. Or, I don't know, you know, there's a dozen ways. I guess some of you, we're not live on Gab yet. They don't give you that opportunity. We are looking at other avenues. All right, it's that simple. If you go to the website, you can see some of those other avenues. But really, truly, the website's the place to go. Because, you know, there you'll get why you want video, I don't know. But let's just say you'll have the video there. You'll have, stories that we've posted up there as well. There's a lot happening there. All right, let me get to one of my first stories, because I love it. Sonya Smith will join us right after the break. And she may have something to say. I hope she has something to say about this, because this is just nuts. A lot of this stuff is just... By the way, I don't know if you know it, but Chicago, and I'm not saying this, you know, to be cute, but Chicago has already, you know, started off to a bang of a start in the beginning of the year. Chicago records highest January murder rate in 4 years. But, they, you know, she's got it under control, though, right? What's her name, Lightfoot? Yeah, she's got it covered. And then today she comes out and she's, we have to get these kids back in school. Where has she been? In a coma? Right now she's mad at the teachers union in Chicago. So now that they're the bad guys and now we have to get the kids back in school, yet where has she been? Nowhere. Yeah, you're right. Chicago had the deadliest January in 4 years. That's according to the numbers released by the Chicago Police Department. The city recorded 51 murders last month, which is the highest since 2017, when there were 52 murders in January. God, just missed it by that one. Right? It's the sharpest increase over the 35 murders recorded in the same period last year. Now, the increased murder rate coincided with an increase in shootings. But it's them guns coming in from Indiana. That's what she'll tell you. Now, you've seen some of those exposés. They don't do these anymore because it would make the Dems look like the fools they really are. But when they infiltrated the gangs, they didn't. They asked for permission to hang out with them and find out what was going on, that kind of stuff. And the gang members were almost giddy about the fact that they go into jail, they get picked up with a gun, right? They go in, and they say they get turned around in minutes. And now that this is the no bail thing going, oh my God, this is a slam dunk. This is a no brainer, right? Easy stuff. So let me see. You're picking them up with a gun. You're letting them back out, no bail. Well, no, God, they don't have a gun, so I guess it's okay. Because, all those guns were bought at the store with a 10-day waiting period, weren't they? I'm just asking. I don't know. Do you see how crazy this is? Do you see how dumb this is? But they're blaming the Republicans. And our love for the Second, you bet your buns our love for the Second Amendment. Look at what you guys do when you get a little bit of power. Look at what you're willing to do to us with just a little bit of power. The man signed 30-some-odd executive orders in no time, and some of them there was no reason to sign. I'm going to talk about it later on, but since Joe Biden got elected, right, since he actually got into office and started issuing these EOs all over the place, now you know what you got? You got over 3,000 people a day trying to cross the border, or actually coming across the border. We only had 1,200 on Trump. What are you telling me here? Are you actually, if you're on the left, are you actually going to say those downtrodden people figured out there was somebody here who cared about them and now is going to let them over the border? Oh, but we as Americans trying to travel from place to place, even here in L.A. County at one point, if we went from county to county, we have to self-quarantine. But you're bringing people up over the border. You don't know what shots they had, they haven't had, where they're coming from, what they've been exposed to. Look at the lines. Ain't no 6 feet there, and there ain't no masks on those people. Are you putting them in quarantine? No. They're doing a catch and release. Keep telling you. This is why people really now don't trust the government, and they shouldn't. Let's see what Sonia has to say on the other side of the break. Joe Mancini, your host. Listen to The Real Side. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Did something, and that all of us were starting to lose access to our civil liberties.
I'll be back right after I'm done throwing up.
Feel the rhythm now.
Just hearing that voice does that. And for you guys on the left, I love doing this to you. Right? Yeah, her voice bothers me because she's Muslim. Because that's what you're going to say. No, her voice bothers me because she's a liar. She's a liar, she's deceitful, she's a nasty, hateful person. That's why her voice disgusts me. She wants to annihilate Israel. She's come out and said that. But yet, you have to go after Representative Green because she used to believe QAnon. That's terrible. 855 Real Joe. 855. I can't even fake being miserable because I'm never miserable. I'm usually mad, but I'm never miserable. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. One of my favorite people to have on the show. Okay, you got to sit up now. Got to smile. Got to look like you're happy to be here. One of my favorite people to be on the show. Sonia Smith joins me. She does every week. And I always, always, always appreciate her time with me. And Sonia, you know, because I know it's a politically correct thing to do. Can you know how much I love political correctness?
Yeah.
You know, Happy Black History Month.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, is it? I was saying it's kind of asinine that you guys get 1 month a year, and it only has 28 days in it most of the time.
The shortest.
Ripped off?
We get short shrifted on the on our history, so you got to fast study it and fast care about it. And what I don't understand.
Go ahead.
This is such, no, I really don't understand why. It's just so weird that to black kids and to white kids that we're segregated in that way to have a Black History Month instead of just, you know, incorporating it into Americanism and don't make us sound like victims all the time. I'm very concerned. Like, even we just celebrated Martin Luther King's birthday, and I have an 8-year-old grandson, and I'm like, how's the teacher going to present this? And luckily, she did, I think, a wonderful job.
Okay.
And yeah, and I think, and his mom, you know, who's a little bit more militant than I am, but I
think,
because I think there's a real, chance of black kids feeling like if they didn't think it before, like they were lesser than the way, especially the way the left wants to present Martin Luther King and Black History Month is like, you know, it's all about massa and slavery. And, you know,
I'm so glad you said that. Because, you know, I took some heat when I, and I'm used to heat, I don't care. But I took some heat because I said, why is Black History Month, the majority of Black History Month, about slavery? Because the black community is so much more than just slavery.
So much
not?
More interesting. Look, if you look into my family, which I rarely do because they're so crazy, but if you look into my family, they have an amazing history of shared entrepreneurship,
yeah.
Whether it be businesses or each. There's a big family, so each of them each year pulled together and built homes for one another. Until each
wow.
of them, you never hear that sort of thing about black people. All you hear is about how white people just bounce right. Oh Lord, and massa. I'm just. That's not what I want my grandchild to understand.
Thank you, thank you. I say that all the time, and I get these nasties from people. Look. We got it. I'm not saying to hide it. We need to talk about it. We need to make sure, like the Holocaust, like slavery, we need to make sure that we know that this was part of our world history, local history, whatever. But look, with all the adversity the black community has been in for years, look at what they've come out of.
Amazing.
Look at how they've come out on top. Look
amazing
at
amazing history. Amazing yeah. history. And here's the other side that we need to know. Yes, we dealt with slavery in our country, but we got out of it, and for moral and religious reasons. And we're always a country that's striving to do better. Otherwise, we wouldn't buckle to the the likes of a BLM.
I was going to say you realize that your BLM application just got denied.
I know. Oh man, my card is on fire.
And the Democrats they're looking for your old what is it? Your old membership card. They're going to reburn it again, like they haven't already done it.
They've already done it. So here's what frightens me about what's going on when you're talking about revoking our memberships to this, that, and the other, is the left really sounds like they have a vested interest in coming after Trump supporters, people on the right. They sound serious about it. They're talking about re-education camps, taking our children and re-educating them, and I don't know how much to take that serious, but I do know that when people tell you about themselves, thank them, believe them.
Oh, yeah.
So if that's true, I'm really concerned with what goes on in the country, and I do believe that people are becoming fearful of speaking out and taking a side and moving forward, and it's the very thing we need to do right now is to take our country back.
They have shut down our businesses. They have, you know, taken our jobs away from us. They're trying to make us totally dependent on the government. What do we have to lose in trying to take it back? You know,
that's a way to look at it. That's true.
Right? I mean, what do we get to look at? These people are taking more. It's kind of like they're dangling the unemployment check in front of your face, right? And then you look at what went on in Georgia. There's a major revolt going on in the Georgia Democrat Party right now. Why? Because Joey B. now says, oh, you know that $2,000? It's probably only going to be $1,400. I hope you're good with that, okay? So they're not miffed that the election was stolen down there. They're miffed that they're going to get, you know, shortchanged $600 of taxpayer money.
How do you bribe the people with just that amount of money? It's a very sick party. They're in control. We don't know what to do because this is, you know, for everybody who's going, well, what do we do? There's many things you can do, and you're going to have to take your individual choice about what to do.
That's right.
But you got to do something because we are in deep doo-doo, to put it politely, and I don't know that it comes back. I've never seen communism take, and this is communism, to
be
sure.
No question. No question.
I've never seen over the history of, and they have a plan. They it's the long march.
And
they're
right.
Tenacious. Yep. I've never seen anybody come back from that. But if anybody can come back from that, it's America.
Yeah, you're exactly right. You know, and it's funny you should say that because I'm. Rand Paul came out with something last week. Again, I'm not a disliker of his, but I've never been like a big over the top fan of his. But
well, no, because he goes back.
Yeah, but he came out last week and he said something that you and I have talked about a million times. I talk about it in the show all the time, which is take back your local governments. You can't seem if you can't do it at the federal level because they cheat so well. Do it locally because where are they indoctrinating your kids? In schools,
The
education systems, right? If you want to keep, you know, BLM down to a minimum, you want to keep Planned Parenthood out of your cities, take your city councils back, your town councils back.
I agree, and here's my question.
Uh-oh.
Because, you know, when I was busy doing, you know, political commentary during the first Obama years, people were like, you should run for office.
Yeah.
And then but then I'll tell you after the commercial what your wife said to me.
What are you listening to her for? I'm Joe Messina, Joe Real Side on TCN Live. I may be back after the break if she doesn't hit me with something. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Hit him! Hit him!
Oh, sure. I want you on my team.
Isn't that funny how you can say that to
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now. And get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. The House has given final approval to President Biden's $1.9 trillion stimulus plan by a vote of 219 to 209. The president has reiterated that another round of stimulus payments are still part of his plan.
I'm not cutting the size of the checks. They're going to be $1,400, period. That's what the American people were promised.
Final legislation could pass Congress as soon as March 15th, according to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. Friday's vote came hours after the Senate approved a budget measure overnight, with Vice President Kamala Harris casting the tie-breaking vote. President Biden tells the CBS Evening News with Nora O'Donnell that he does not believe an increase in the minimum wage to $15 an hour will survive his COVID relief proposal.
No one should work 40 hours a week and live below the poverty wage.
The federal minimum wage is currently $7.25 an hour. This is USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
We are back. Joe Mastin, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the conversation, because then, once you get informed, and don't buy the fake information, right? Make sure, check it out. Anyway, so once you get informed, then you can decide how to step out and what to do. So we were talking with one of my favorite guests on the show. Sonia Schmidt joins us, as she does every week, to kind of help us kick the party off. Well, I don't know if we're actually going to kick a party off.
No, that's a sad party.
Oh, God.
Sad party.
No. So you were going to ask me on the other side of the break.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead. I'll let you do it.
So you mentioned it's highly important for us to start taking back the country at the local level.
Right.
And so when I was involved in talking about politics, people were like, yeah, you need to run for office. We need to see voices like you. And for about 5 minutes, I entertained that concept until I talked to your wife, and she said, we need people who can win. Now, because I love her and I trust her, I was like, she's absolutely right. I know nothing about politics. Listen, I went to L.A. public schools. I know nothing. So, for the people listening at home, what kind of qualities, what do you have to run for a local office?
Low IQ.
You hung in there for a long time. You've taken one thing I will have to say from watching you, and you add to this, but you better have a thick skin and be willing to take the punches.
So here's where that comes from, and I'm glad you brought that up, because people need to hear this. And for friends of mine who don't believe in God, I don't have a whole bunch of information for you, but here's the deal. If you believe that God called you to do this, then you just need to do it. And it doesn't matter what's coming at you, because if you believe in Christ and you realize what Christ went through for us, me taking a bunch of verbal lashings from people who hate me, it's not a big deal. That's number one. You know, matter of fact, if you want to be honest about it, it bothered Tammy more than it bothered me when these people were attacking me. Now, you leave my family alone, but you can come after me with anything. Because here's the deal. When somebody, you and I have known each other for years. So when somebody starts sticking their finger in my face and calling me a racist, I know I'm not a racist. I know I'm not a not perceived racist. I am not a racist person or a racist bone in my body. So when you're doing that to me, I just go, okay, I can't fix your stupidity, so I'm going to move on to the next person. Right? When you call me a bigot or a homophobe or anything like that, I know I'm not those things. It's the person who's is going to take all of that personally and go, oh my God, I'm a racist? All right, don't run. Because people are going to call you. Some people know that we had a very school shooting here a couple of years back, okay? And this year, on the anniversary of the shooting, somebody in particular who just hates me and a few others sent me a private message and said, hope you're feeling good today. This is all your fault.
Oh, my God.
Because I didn't protect the kids. Now, I'm heartbroken over the fact that we lost lives that day, okay? Any politician, anybody who tells you that they can protect your kids 100% of the time is lying to you to no end. Because, as the FBI always says, they only need to get it right whenever. If you're protecting the kids, you've got to get it right 100% of the time, and you can't do it. So you do your best. But anyway, with all of that said, I don't get what he was saying. I get what he was trying to do to me. So when you're running for these offices, first of all, make sure you're not trying to fill a seat just to fill a seat. You have to have something to add to it. You have to have a passion and a reason why you're running for that seat, right?
Okay.
I think what Tammy was saying with you, and I would say the same thing. I don't play color politics, but as an African-American woman, you could bring so much to a board, to a school board for the right.
But also, I think Tammy knows me enough to know I'm not going to work that hard. So I think the hard work.
It is hard work. You've got to shake a lot of babies and kiss a lot of hands.
Exactly. But, you know, so here's the thing, Joe. You have so much experience, and you've weathered all of this. Is there anything in, and I'm just spitballing here, is there anything in having a course, a seminar for people who might be interested that you can help them kind of foresee what they may be partaking and help them weather what they're going to deal with? Because I think that there are many people who go, well, I kind of want to do this, but I don't know yet. But being out the way, okay, so wait, let me go back for 1 second. When I was targeted by Obama's IRS and several things that I had to go through, I felt very alone. And I think that, first of all, there's only like 3% of people, period, who are courageous enough to step out and do what you've done and step out in local government, especially with the animosity that's going on now. So you got to narrow that number's going to narrow down even more, but it's really going to narrow down if they don't know what to do. And you could help people.
Yeah. It's funny you should ask that question, because Rick Green with Patriot Academy is actually coming out, you know, with a course. So you want to run for office,
and I think that's great.
3 to 5 hours and lay out the basics. I think what I would add to it, I'm going to poke on him a little bit, is to say to him, look, you need to add the good, the bad, the ugly. Okay.
So you Tammy should be a part
says,
of that.
Well, Tammy always says that. Yeah. Tammy always says that she loses me for 3 months when I run for office, because you were on that adrenaline run. You're cranking away. You're going to meetings, going to meet people at every event you can. And it's tough. It's tough on the family, too. So
it's like being a soldier's wife, I think. And so Tammy, I think, should be a part of that curriculum to let people know, their spouses and their families know what they're looking forward to. I think that they would be able to make a better decision as to if they're going to actually do this or not.
Right.
What is fundraising? I don't even understand that. I mean, I helped. I worked very lightly with Mike Garcia, but what I saw is an enormous amount of work.
And
that's on the congressional level.
But wait a minute. Look at the team. Yeah, but it's not that much different at the local levels from a standpoint of support. Look at the people that came together for that man, who saw them. I mean, he had an energy level. He had a true love for true love for this country, okay? And he worked
and
hard.
He went anywhere. I was
hard
with Mike Garcia. He'd be in somebody's living room with 7 people there.
Yep.
Mike?
Yeah. Mm. He didn't care. And you know what? If there was 50 people in the room, he made you believe you were the only one there.
Only
he was
one.
Talking to you and
Mike,
he was working
Mike was
with you.
Polished.
Yeah. He
Mike
busted humps. And that's why people, I've been doing this for almost 20 years, the political stuff. He was the first guy that I saw over 400 people show up to volunteer, not paid people, actually volunteered to walk for him, call for him, and that kind of stuff, because they knew that he would work hard for them.
He was very impressive. I never endorse on my show, which you can find at SoniaSchmidt.org. I never endorse anybody. I did interview Joe Collins, who was running against Maxine
right.
Waters. Is that, but, oh, God. How do you look? Anyway. But no, I never endorse anybody. But when I saw Mike Garcia, he was the adult in the room.
Yes.
He was so good. He was so polished. He was so rehearsed. But didn't sound like a politician. His background was lovely. So it was easy to. So I think there's a lot to be learned by people who are successful at this, too.
Yeah.
But.
Got to come from the heart, though, Sonia. That's the other thing. If you're running because you want to be. Look at me. I want to be a school board member.
Right.
I can't even help you. But if you get it from the heart, when you hear people speak about helping the kids or helping the city or whatever it is that they're doing, that's a whole different animal. And you can
right.
get behind somebody like that, you know?
Absolutely. So your guests who are listening tonight, if you have any inkling that you might want to run for local office, that's the way to save our country.
Yep.
And what should they do? They should go where? What should they do first?
First of all, if you're... here's where it gets a little messy, but if you're a Republican, we'll say, then you go look, you find your local Republican Party, you find out how
the game is played.
Yes. But you just find out who the key people are. But here's the other side of this, and I don't want to mention his name because I don't have his permission, but recently a co-friend of ours actually got elected with city council, and I told him the first time he ran, you will not win. You're the best guy for the job, but you will not win. Nobody knows you, okay? So for the next 2 years, you're going to run, you're going to lose, okay? You're going to be very gracious about it. And then a month after the holidays, you're going to start hitting the pavement again. You're going to go to every function in town. You're going to volunteer for things. You're going to volunteer on boards, and you're going to get involved so that people get to know how you react, how you respond, how you work. And that's what will get you in. He's one of the first people in this area that we live in that actually got elected second time in without spending years and years and years in the city.
Because he did
it all the right way. He let people find out who he was. Anyhow,
wow,
because you're going to get on city council too someday. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host, will be back in a little bit. Don't go far.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and Gen Antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
You are some messed up white people.
Hold on, don't go anywhere. Hold on.
We are back. This is the Real Title of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-RealJoe, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure. Always, you know, I always have fun being on, and I hope you guys have fun with me, because this stuff, some of this stuff is so depressing that you really... have got to take it a little bit with a giggle and think, how did we get here? What are we going to do about it? I mean, you can be as miserable as you want to, but what are you going to do about it? Anyhow, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate your time. Got to bring it back on again. Always enjoy my time with Sonia Schmidt. She's on with us every week. You can find her at soniaschmidt.org. You know, I was going to say, you should try to find ss.org, but that wouldn't go over well.
Did I tell you a funny story? Can I tell you a funny story right quick about that?
You can tell me, too. I don't care. Go ahead.
There's only one that's super funny. So I'm speaking at a tea party event, because that's sort of how I started. all over the country. I did Tea Party events. And there was a woman in a wheelchair, this lovely woman, and she wanted my autograph. And she says, sign my neck brace. Well, I have a really bad back, so it's hard for me to bend down as low as she was. And she gave me a big fat marker. And so I signed it, and it looked exact. I just put my initials. Just put your initials.
Oh.
So I put SS, and it looked exactly like the Nazi SS signs.
Oh my God.
And when I saw it, I was horrified, but I didn't know what to say. So I just backed out of the seat. I'm like, you know what? And the news was already trying to make us out to be a bunch of Nazis.
Yep.
I'm like,
Well, thanks for adding
right
to it. Jeez.
They got something right there. It was the funniest thing, and I walked away, and I could not stop laughing because totally. And you know the thing that I'm talking about.
Yeah, no, I do. I do.
It was
great.
That.
No, it's hilarious. So
my life.
Sometimes I'll say something. Who was it? A couple of years back at the New Year's thing, they had. Who's Beyonce and somebody who looks like her? You know, give me somebody like a J-Lo or whatever, one of those. So they were dancing and they were, you know, they were at some, not together, at a different two different events, and they were dancing at a New Year's Eve event, okay? And they were doing this stereotypical, you know, pelvic thrust and everything, and they had the same, it looked like they had the same suit on.
Mm-hmm.
Now, since they're both women of color, I said something on the show like, they all look alike to me.
Oh, now, that's hilarious!
I was not talking about the color of their skin. All the entertainers when they get up and do these shows it's like who could be the flashiest and who could do more pelvic thrusts and who could whip their hair.
I understand what you're talking about, but before the break we were talking about the people who could help this country rebound.
Mm-hmm.
Through politics, through local politics, but they're going to be attacked like that on that level.
Sure.
And what we have seen, I'll borrow your term, is squishy Republicans who would fall under that being, but they're looking like hawks to find out what they can accuse you of. And, but you know what you meant, but the average person, I think, is going to fold under that sort of pressure. They're going to think that, oh, well, I wasn't racist and I didn't mean to be racist. I'm waiting for people to say, bite me, if I can say that.
Okay. Yeah, I do it all the time. Go ahead.
Okay, good.
My favorite one is go pound sand, you know.
Okay, that's a lot more polite. But when we stop buying into that, the political correctness and all the things that they're doing with what we can say and what we can't say,
yep.
They have nothing else.
I agree.
But we are so squishy, as you put it. The minute somebody accuses us of something, it's like me, you know, they call me a sellout or a self-hating, and I don't even give it a, I don't know, I don't care. I don't give it a
no, you, if you are a black conservative, that's what they beat on you with. You hate your own people, you're a sellout, you're an Uncle Tom. They don't even know what an Uncle Tom is, but they're going to call you an Uncle Tom.
Absolutely. They're so ill-educated. But you can't hate your people and be a conservative. It just doesn't make sense.
No. You're right. Go ahead. You're right.
But here's the thing is we're so uneducated, we're so ill-educated that we buy everything they say. You know, I fall into every once in a while they'll do something and I go, well, we can't say that or we can't do that. So it hits all of us. But we have to fight against that. We have to fight right now. And if we fought against the British, we didn't have the internet, and we didn't have technology in terms of weaponry.
Right.
Then what the heck how are we losing this?
So, in the light of the fact that they're trying to push this 1619 history, which is a big bogus, right? So the other night when I was at my school board meeting, the only African-American woman we have on the school board, she gave us a couple of quick stories about how some famous black people of recent era, okay? And so I said, you know, in light of all the misinformation about history, let's go to the probably the most important black patriot, because we weren't America at the time, so black patriot, that we had. And if it wasn't for him, George Washington said, we probably would not be a nation today. We wouldn't have won the battle at Ticonderoga that we needed to win. And my question, I just wanted to ask her, I was looking and go, why is it me, the white guy in the room, telling you about one of the most historic, one of the most important, one of the most brave warriors that we had in the Revolutionary War? Now, one of those people that I talked to later on said, the only reason, you ready for this, and this is why it's hard to have the conversation, The only reason that the black, in the Revolutionary War, black men enlisted 9 times as many times as whites did, and the only reason they did that, she said, was because that was the only way they could get work.
That's the same thing white liberals say now when it comes to our warriors. The only reason that they've signed up for the war is because they're so uneducated and they didn't have any opportunity. And let me tell you something. I spent a weekend, maybe 3 days, on an aircraft carrier. These are the most impressive kids I have ever seen. Mm-hmm. It ain't like these kids didn't have other opportunities. They're not dolts. They're not... But that's all we hear. If that's all you hear on the media, it's just, oh boy, we're in a bad way. But y'all got to turn off that media, fight it with everything you have. It's hard for us to do. It's hard for me to do. So I know it's hard for you to do. But you got to get your own plan and get the heck out
there. But don't you look like you do? You just did it now. I mean, if you stay solid, no matter what they're going to say. In your belief, and when you're talking to somebody, even when you're talking to another black person, I'm talking to another Italian guy, and I'm saying, no, you're wrong, because here's the real numbers. Look them up. Here's the real truth. Look it up. And if you're not willing to look it up, I can't help you.
Bingo, because there's people with ears to hear and eyes to see.
Bingo.
And if you're dealing with them, walk away. Hashtag walk away and leave them to their stupidity, because trust me, they're going to be the first to go down when this occupation happens that they've ushered in. But find people who have an opening of what you have to say and a heart for what you have to say. I would suggest you create a relationship with them first, because it's the same as ministering the love of God to people, the love of Christ. I would suggest you don't go in there with your Bible hitting them upside the head.
Oh,
I mean, may work for some people. It doesn't work for me. I tend to have a relationship with people. I have to love on that person first so they trust me. Then I can open the door, and that, because some people are really slow to this. You know, some people aren't just hungry for the word. They're not hungry for the truth. We are a nation now that really hates the truth. We've been taught that by the left. So to reverse all, we all have a job to do. It's crazy. We just really all do have a job.
Well,
to
I think
do.
What's scary, and think about the position they've put some people in, which is, if I vote for Donald Trump again or whoever, I may lose this welfare check. I may lose this government help. I may lose something, what they perceive. So they're willing to give up a little bit of their freedom so they can get that guaranteed check every other week, once a month,
well,
whatever.
Well, I was a welfare mom. I was a welfare mom. I was in the same position. I did not want to lose that welfare check, and it wasn't until I got busted for cheating the system that I lost it, and that was the best thing that ever happened to me, and I call it a welfare mentality, and that's where the left will put our country, is into a welfare mentality.
Well, if you're not dependent on, see, that's what I think they've done in, I don't have a whole bunch of time, but I think that's what they've done in education. I got to tell you, I go back and I say, look, if you studied the days of Jim Crow, you couldn't educate black people because they were concerned that you'd get educated enough to get out of your situation. So
Bingo.
What have they done for the last 30 or 40 years? They've dumbed down public school education, right? Inner cities are failing big time, and who goes to school in the inner cities? Blacks and Hispanics.
But so, who woke them up? Trump.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it scared the stuff out of them.
That's why they went into hyper gear. That's why they cheated like crazy. They were losing.
Yep.
They were losing.
But, I kind of agree with you in the sense that people are seeing it now. People, the minorities are seeing it. They're seeing what's going on. But they're not educated enough. They're not getting the help they need to get out of it. And to
you know what? Education or gut, I don't care. If it's your gut,
go for it.
Go with that.
All right. And you can find Sonia Schmidt's gut at soniaschmidt.org, soniaschmidt.org, or here every Friday. And don't miss it. Look at that smiling face. See that? You weren't smiling when you came on here. Joe Messina, your host. Next hour, we're going to talk about China and their involvement in the election. We'll be back.
Oh, I love dishes. We're going to talk about China dishes like that?
No. Go eat your lasagna.